few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Hey, guess what? Got some big news for you today as we are kicking off season 6 of Side Hustle School. This is episode 1829, and just today we are beginning a brand new segment. New segment for a new year, a new season, and naturally we are looking for ways to evolve and bring you more helpful, insightful, and interesting content, right? That's the whole goal, all within the constraint of a brief daily episode because I know you're busy and I want to respect your time. So today's episode is part of this new feature. In fact, it's our very first one. It's called Your First $1,000. Okay, now as you might surmise from the title, we're all about being descriptive here. This is all about how someone made their first $1,000. Now, of course, the case studies that I share with you weekly, those go into origin stories in some detail. But with this feature, two things are different. Okay, one, you get to hear directly from the side hustler or the small business owner directly, just like some of our other segments, Throwback Thursday, Failure Friday. And two, this segment is focused entirely on that first $1,000 the person made. Okay, how did they get to that point? Not their first $100,000, not their first $1,000,000. Like, that's cool, but it would probably be a long story. And one thing I've learned is that once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level, whether it's $1,000 to $2,000 or even to $5,000 or $10,000, whatever the number is, those steps are often easier than that first real paycheck. Also, fun fact, you're a lot more motivated at that point, right? Once you're making money, it just feels encouraging. So I'm excited about this segment. We're going to bring it to you once a week. And today's first feature comes from Daya Kunla. We first featured her back on episode 1611, Intern Manages Businesses for Six-Figure Income. Whoa, six-figure income, that's cool. But hey, what about her first $1,000? How did she make that happen? What did it feel like? And what did she learn? That's what she's going to tell you in this enthusiastic update. So let's hear it from Daya. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, my name is Daya and I'm the founder at Digital Business Manager Bootcamp, and I'm sharing the story of my first $1,000 earned in my freelance side hustle. So when I first started or decided to try out freelancing online as a side hustle, I had no clue if it would be at all financially viable. I knew nobody that was doing anything sort of alternative. All my friends and family had done a very, very traditional 9-to-5 path. I had always been told freelancing was really risky, side hustles are really unstable, really stressful, having your own business is really, really just a frustrating process. So I made myself essentially a commitment when I first decided to try this out. I told myself that I had 3 months to prove this concept and validate this side hustle to myself while I was still in a 9-to-5 April. I was applying day and night on job platforms, so all night after getting home from work and all weekend long, I was applying to jobs that I could find online, all kinds of jobs. I wasn't picky. I applied to design work, content work, admin gigs, project management roles. I was applying to at least 10 jobs a day, sending out tons of cover letters, and I wasn't hearing anything back. It was super, super, super frustrating. But luckily, I was really determined. Still to this day, I don't know where that determination came from. Maybe it was like my future self secretly cheering her on, like, yes, this is the beginning of you changing your life for the better. Like, keep going. Yeah, I don't know where that determination came from. But after a few weeks of nonstop applying, tweaking via feedback continuously, and learning what works via tons of Google searches and lots of late night YouTubing, finally, I got that message. Somebody wanted to give me a go at their project. Little me, who had no testimonials, never worked online before, never freelanced before, had no network of people that I knew online in online business or anything. His name, my first client, was Topher. He wrote me at like 10 p.m. on a Friday night or something, and I literally jumped out of bed, responded within 5 minutes with more enthusiasm than I think was normal. I worked through the entire weekend to deliver this project to him. I just wanted to get my first client, my first dollar, my first glowing testimonial. And I think he even paid me less than $50 for the project. I don't really remember, but it was very, very little money. But it didn't matter because that was such a defining moment. That moment, I think it was in late 2016 when I realized, wait, someone is willing to pay me money to work from home, to work from anywhere, doing whatever I want to offer. Like, it blew my mind. Like, I can't emphasize how much that blew my mind. I thought this must be too good to be true. But that was definitely one of those movie moments when things click for the main character, and I went on to land client after client. Each project in the beginning was around like $100 to $200. But after a handful of clients and a few weeks, I had gathered up my first $1,000 from freelancing online. And when they deposited that money into my bank account, I think I was speechless. I think I just looked at it for like minutes and I didn't say anything. I was blown away that I could actually earn money and live my life in a different way than I had been taught basically my whole upbringing. And that's how it began. And over the coming years, it unraveled into a six-figure freelance digital business manager career. So two things I learned. Number one, if you're kind of in the struggle of your first $1,000 right now, know that it takes a lot more energy and time to start up something new. I promise it won't be that hard to land your next $1,000. Every $1,000 I earned after that first one was easier than the last. You get better at your job, you get more specific, more focused, your customers or clients begin referring you, you build up a network naturally, the growth and progress almost becomes like exponential. It's really that startup momentum that's the hardest to achieve. So don't give up. Please don't give up. Your future self is thanking you for pushing forward. And it truly gets easier and easier after those first $1,000. Even that first dollar, it gets easier after that first dollar. The second thing is, it's the small steps that really matter. And I know it's easy to be like, oh, her first client was only for like $50. Like, that's nothing. That's such a small thing, it's such a small win. But I realized only after a few years that it is the small wins that are the most special. It is the consistency in taking small steps and taking those tiny little leaps in those small wins that snowball over time into the big wins and the big dreams. And if you don't celebrate the small wins, if you're not grateful for the small things and not willing to take the small steps because they're too small or too insignificant, you'll never get to where you want to go. And it is beautiful on that other side. So I just want to encourage you to take the small steps and please do not give up on your process. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Don't you just love that enthusiasm? I love what she said about how she jumped out of bed, you know, when she got her first client. It was late at night and she responded more energetically, you know, than most people do probably. But she just worked so hard for that first client, and then the second client and the third client. And, you know, when she got paid just $50, listen, there are a lot of people out there who have never made $50 with a side hustle or a small business. And if you're one of those people, well, I hope this is a helpful, relatable story. And that's the whole point of this new series, to show you how you can make, again, your first $1,000 and to just shine a spotlight on people who are successful now. But of course, at one point they weren't. At one point they were just getting going, like all of us. Okay, so I really love what Daya says. Don't give up. Your future self is thanking you. okay? I'm going to take that to heart today. I hope you will as well. Thanks so much to Daya for telling us about her first $1,000. Check out her website, dbmbootcamp.com, or on Instagram at My Name Is Daya. That's spelled D-E-Y-A. dbmbootcamp.com. My Name Is Daya on Instagram. We're going to link it up in the show notes page as well. That page is at sidehustleschool.com/1829. Let me know what you think about this new segment. We're going to do it again 1 week from today. And of course, many episodes to come between now and then. So I hope you will subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. Tune in every day. It's completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.